Hey, Jane, you're on mute. Jane.
You're mute, Jane.
Jane, you're muted. You knew what I was going to say anyway. I would remind each of you that we are not to interact with the public. There will be no crosstalk. There will be no answering or asking of questions with the public. This 30 minutes is sacred to public comment for the public only. Thank you for your courtesy, and we are ready for the public, and I'm really counting on my two web hosts to keep us on track here because it's a little beyond my skill set. I'm muting myself, and I recommend that all the board members mute themselves as well, just to be on the safe side.
Madam Chair, you have Joe James and Rad Rich so far.
I have Joe Jennings. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello. How are you? I just renewed my membership, so there you go today. And I have been on and off a member of KPFT for a long time. And I think that independent radio is something sacred in the overall climate of censorship, which is just oppressive. Particularly, it's barely discussed. Here we are in a political season, and we're heading toward nuclear war with Russia right now. This massive, massive, massive shipment of arms to Ukraine. The narrative that's approved is not what's really going on the ground there. So you had a little inkling of this when Tulsi Gabbard resigned from the Democratic Party just a couple of days ago, you know, because of not addressing this. So anyway, I would inform you, if you don't already know, Mike Lewis certainly knows because I ran into him out there petitioning, that there is an independent candidate for Congress here in Houston named Joel DeJean. Friend of mine, brand new district, 38th district, which is Energy Corridor, Beltway West, Cypress Klein up to Tomball. It's being given to a Republican named Wesley Hunt, who's been endorsed up the wazoo by, you know, James Baker and, you know, huge amounts of money. He's a Iraqi freedom veteran Apache helicopter pilot who's all loaded to bear to go to war with Russia and China. And Joel, my friend, who was born in Haiti, very poor country, you know, and knows that the key to peace is development, to overcome poverty, would be very happy, to be invited onto KPFT in any venue you can, you know, to put his message forward. Mike Lewis has my, email, but it's josiejennings@gmail.com. And there's more, but I guess there's other people from the public that are willing and out there to speak. But is there any question on what I just said there? It's pretty dicey. It's very important that KPFT continue to be a voice for alternative news. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Sandy?
Yeah, point of personal privilege, if you'll allow me to respond in this case. I would tell Joe first that we have call-in shows in the morning and at noon where callers can call in and express an opinion, a stand, thoughts. That's the first place to start. And if Mike Lewis has your contact information, maybe there's a show that could blend this in or bring this into a discussion one day. But the most direct route, the fastest route, is every morning at 8 and every weekday at noon. Call up and have your voice heard. I think you raise very legitimate concerns as far as I'm concerned with this.
I work during those hours. What are the two programs that you're recommending, Sandy? What's the morning program and what's the noon program?
Sure. UTalk is the name of the Monday morning or Monday to Friday 8 a.m. call-in show with Steve Hunter. That would be one avenue. And then at noon, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Egberto Willis and Politics Done Right with a half-hour news, what he's calling a news update. Again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they take phone calls. Tuesday and Thursday, Dean Becker, who usually has a guest and some prologue to at least 30 minutes of call-in. of course, with Dean, the Reverend Most High. It always takes a slant toward the drug war and issues along those lines.
But you talk is about whatever the heck comes up that morning, huh?
Yes, sir. Yep, that's the way it's the host is structuring that. Yes, sir.
And that starts at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m., you say?
8 a.m. every morning right after Amy Goodman. That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you, sir.
Sure thing. Thank you, Madam Chair, for the liberty of doing that.
Thank you, Sandy. The next person with their hand up is Red Rich. You're Hello? On the air.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the okay. air.
First of all, well, Joe...
You're not on the air, you're in the meeting.
I'm in the meeting. First of all, Joe, I mean, if you listen to the People's News, which Sandy would never say, we already had Representative Hunt. We interviewed him in person, also with Ted Cruz. You know, because we get all sides of views on the news. Dealing with Russia and Ukraine, we've been on the phone at least three or four times with people in Ukraine, people from the war zone, talking about the issues and what is actually going on in Ukraine. We talked to the Ukrainian ambassador dealing with the same situation, even local representatives of that community. So, it's ways you can, it's things that are being aired. It's just not being aired on HD one side of things. We also been talking about the Haitian community and the Iranian community, which never gets covered on mainstream media. But they have a vast population here in Houston that's pretty much ignored. Especially with the situation and the protests that's going on in Iran right now, in the Persian community here in Houston. They had a protest, a couple of weeks ago, airing the grievances of the people, talking about revolution and talking about, change in that country. But back to the, situation at hand, dealing with KPFT, late night programming, and outreach to that, those programs have not even been talked about through the three people that Sandy elected to try to organize this new program guide, which was the same program guide that Franklin and just tinkered with it a little bit. But none of the shows were actually the people I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of late night programs. None of them were talked to about how this show is going to be affected. How this show is going to be, how can they come and do a show live? You know, a lot of people work. this is a volunteer job and it is a job. It's not anything that you can put lightly, but nobody has been contacted about, how this is going to affect their life and how it's going to affect their workability. It's this deja vu that Sandy's done such a great job, but in reality, I don't feel he did a great job, but that's my personal opinion. We should be networking with programmers instead of contracting with outside vendors. We have people within the station that are electricians, that have done all types of, that are construction workers, that have done a lot of work on buildings, and none of them have been contacted about, doing any type of volunteer work, any type of, networking as far as helping a station, or even talking to people in the community that they know that can help out. And, Kate Reno is part of the, Support Coalition. Kate Reno is part of, with Trade of Truth. Trade of Truth makes millions of dollars and donates to the city of Houston every year. Nobody, and he's on KPFT all the time. Nobody's asked him, and nobody's approached Kay Reno about even trying to ask if he can do a benefit for KPFT. Trader Truth does a 3-day weekend, a benefit, all weekend long. Brings in millions of dollars, brings in all acts all around the country. To Houston, and but KPFT has never reached out to him or reached out to any type of local programmers that actually work with him, on a personal basis. KPFT is still going to, it's going to continue to go backwards if they don't look forward to the programmers that they have. They're just going to start losing programs and have blanket programs like they have now. Thank you.
Thank you. The next
question, what program was Wesley Hunt on, just so I can tell, Joel? Do you recall?
What?
You said Wesley Hunt.
I do two shows, even though they don't have it on there. I do a Rock and Soul Review.
But Wesley was on. That's of interest.
Oh, okay. That was on the People's News.
People's News.
What happened was.
You don't have to give me a big thing because there's other people. But okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. The next person in line is PK. Are you there? You're muted, babe.
I'd rather be not seen than muted. I'm exhausted. I just want to say that I'm wondering what happened to some of the programming that was on when Dr. Franklin was here. But I'm also wondering, you know, are we thinking about programming that is diverse, and it just doesn't seem that that's a priority. I had a show on KPFT for a while that was well received and made money, and it was taken from me, and then it was given back to me from an hour to only 30 minutes. I know that things change, but seriously, I think that we have to look at what the problem is systemically. And those patterns of practice have been in KPFT for the last 15 years that I've been a part of actually working and helping the station to grow and to prosper. And I love it when you tell about the people who are doing things, but it distresses me that people who have done things and are doing things are vilified. And to name them, Obadike Kamau, Judon Boney, and now Dr. Franklin, that they didn't do what they were supposed to do when they all came into a situation that is difficult to understand. You know, the true character of a society is its diversity and its inclusiveness, and giving equity to people other than the ones that a certain group decide are important and the rest isn't. And I'm not begging. I'm making observations, and these observations are based on the fact that I'm a 69-year-old black woman, and I grew up in the civil rights movement. I grew up where there was segregation, and in that segregation, you know, I lived on college campuses that thrived. And even though it was segregated, you know, there was a kind of equity that came from the fact that we were teaching our children too. And now it just seems like we're fighting the same battle that I fought in the 60s. And after a while, it just gets to be when you see somebody huff and puff. I'll give you an example. One person asked a question and the person responded, "Well, it's good to see that you asked a question I could understand," not realizing that what you just said was, "You don't speak English, and now I understand you." That's not only gaslighting, it's a microaggression. And when we talk about getting trained, you think I didn't do training? As a black woman, I know my biases get in the way. And in my biases getting on the way, I work on me first. And, you know, I used to be the person that people came to. I was the peacemaker. And then all of a sudden, I start getting emails or Facebook posts that says, "PK McCary is the racist." I can't be the racist. And the reason that I can't be is because I work on myself. And I'm asking, and I'm asking in a way to say, what do we want the station to look like? And right now, it doesn't look like what it should. When Obadike was fired, they said, I realize we fired him, but it wasn't racism. But when you compare it to the person who was the manager before and the things that he got away with, you realize that there was an inequity in what you did with the black man versus what you did with the white man. It is time for us to become a community of communities, a community of diversity, a community that has a place for everybody who wants a place. And once I think that we do that, that might mean some of us don't need to be on the board, because if you're going to continue with systemic practices that marginalize and disenfranchise different people, something's wrong with that. And it takes every one of you to do that. When you ask the question, well, how do we know we're not diverse? Look at the pictures. I guess, look at the programming. It is time for us to step up to the plate. You know, I'll just say this. I had some really good friends on this board that we did a lot of good work together. Do you know how disappointed I am to know that we can't work together? We can't talk about this. I said to one of you one time, I miss our friendship. And that person said, I miss it too. But did you do anything to cultivate that friendship that was based on more than just the fact that we knew each other, but that we knew about each other? It's time for a change. And I know some of you have got children and grandchildren who are trying to be anti-racist and diverse and inclusive. And they're looking at you too. The seventh generation strategy that I talk about all the time, what we do today affects the next seven generations. And I don't want this for my grandson and his children's children's children. I don't want it. But KPFT doesn't belong to a certain group. It belongs to every one of us. And I want my cut. I want my place. And I want that for everybody else, whether or not they speak with an accent, they're darker than the rest of you, or they complain. Sometimes a complaint is something that you have to address. I know that at one point or another, anybody that's a parent knows you have a child that said, I hate you. And the response for me was always, well, I'm going to continue to love you. And that's what we're not doing. So think about what you're doing. Think about who you are. And think about what you represent. Because this is not it.
Muted. I'm muted again. Joe Jennings, would you take your hand down, take down your virtual hand, because I'll get confused otherwise. Captain Tom, I believe that you are next in the queue, and you are muted. There you go. Hi.
Okay, I'm here. PK, I want to thank you for that inspirating speech that you just made. Everybody gets up. And I agree with you 100% on what you said, okay? Joe Jennings.
He's muted.
Okay, Joe Jennings, can you hear me? Okay, I want to say Joe Jennings is welcome to join the Veterans of War show. Mike, if you'll get a hold of him and invite him on our show, we're more than happy to have him for. I want to say that Nancy is doing an excellent job as our secretary pro tem for the outreach committee, and I thank her for her input and cooperation. Also, all my committee members, I want to thank them as well. Ted Weisel, Mike Lewis, Teresa Allen, and all of our committee members, thank you for your time and effort that you put into KPFT. I'll be glad when I'm able to get my show live on the air at the station. But right now we're, you know, working the best way we can, and we're also doing what we can for social media, you know, promoting the fund drive, which is very important. We have to promote the fund drive and so we can keep KPFT going. Madam Chair, that's all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Tom. I have call-in user one, and I don't know who that is, but you're on the meeting.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks. Hi to everyone. I want to remind the KPFT LSB that they're violating both the bylaws and any sense of decency. They have stolen board seats from people. Sandy Weinman right now is still sitting in a seat as a staff delegate when, in fact, he is management and has a non-voting seat on the board. That is theft. Sister Mama Sonia has a few months left in the term she was given after her term, which she inherited as the first runner-up from Cassandra Thibodeau, who resigned twice in writing. You guys let her unresign and then unseated Sister Mama Sonia. Someone's making a fight they need to find. That's a stolen seat. The seat that she was finally, that Sister Mama Sonia was given actually belongs to someone else. I don't remember who the second runner-up was, but that's a third stolen seat. And it's pretty disgusting. It doesn't matter that you move to a new place if you've got the same old dirty habits that are very typical of Texas, actually. You're not going to prosper. You know, the thing is that Pacifica really is needed in Texas. Pacifica is really needed everywhere, but it's particularly needed in a red state like Texas. But you guys defile and defoul the mission and the purpose of Pacifica, the issue of challenge, the little whitewash or the great big whitewash that you've just engineered with an incredibly undiverse team of programming people aiding your guy who's in the GM seat by virtue of having secretly fired with his crew, fired a legally hired GM and placed himself. He claims there was a pool and he was asked to serve. That's nonsense. There was no pool because there was no announcement of a vacancy because you guys engineered the vacancy seriously and didn't even consult the LSB. So there's a lot of dirt. And there's no amount of AAA music that's going to wash away all that dirt. I hope that you have difficulty sleeping with what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Shireen.
Anybody else have their hand up?
A point of personal privilege for the person who just screamed out my name. Who was that, Madam Chair?
Rachel.
We have... Okay. At the beginning of the meeting, I don't know if you were on the meeting or not. We have requested that people refrain from using other people's names at the meeting, and that is a matter of common courtesy.
It's not a matter of common courtesy. It's a matter of the bylaws, and he's an officer of the board and should be censured for that act. The fact is, I know who I am, most people know who I am, and that's fine. But our bylaws allow people to appear and participate in our meetings without identifying themselves. So the fact that I know that people know who I am is not the issue. The point is, why is he constantly allowed to violate the bylaws and get away with it? Why are there two standards of behavior for decades at KPFT? Why is that acceptable? Don't tell me what Purdue
is standing
in it up.
Our procedure. Okay, great. Well, I'll just sit here and listen then. We are not, the board is, I requested that the board not respond to the public.
And what do you plan, and what do you plan to do about it?
Richard violated that request.
And it's not a request, it is a bylaw requirement. What do you plan to do about it? As I said,
I haven't decided. It is not a violation. It's not a violation of the bylaws. It is a matter of common courtesy.
It absolutely is. The bylaws and California law allow for public participation on an anonymous basis. That means no LSB member has a
point of personal privilege.
Out anyone's name or identify someone who has not chosen to identify them.
Colin, user one, would you take a breath, please? Mr. McPherson?
I simply cannot understand how the most discourteous among us accuse others of discourtesy. I simply don't, maybe the caller can explain it.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
You don't have to identify yourself, and it is requested that the board not engage with public comment. So, Richard, I'm sorry you were in violation of my request. Adriana, what is your point? Red Rich, do you have your hand up again, or did you not take it down?
I have it up again.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Adriana, did you interacting?
My point of order, Madam Chair, is that Mr. McPherson did exactly the same. Intervene in the moment that we have public comment. How that work? And I don't know.
Thank you.
Calling the order, and I'm giving the floor to a member that is interrupting the public. That is unacceptable.
Mr. McPherson was also in violation of the procedure. Thank you, Adriana, for pointing that out.
You're allowed to speak.
Okay.
As is Ms. Casanave.
Stop.
She gave me the floor with a point of order.
With a point of order. Thank you. We've got 2 minutes. Order. Rad Rich is a member of the public, and he is entitled
to
speak.
If I'm on, I think the call-in user should have her time because she's being, if I heard you correctly, in that public, you allow the public to speak without interruption. And she has been interrupted on a number of numerous occasions just trying to speak her piece. I think that's uncalled for. Also, it's funny to me, KPFT is more liberal station, so to speak, backtrack when they're put on the pedestal of being racist themselves, and that's something that perpetuates in KPFT as it has been for a long time. Even though you do have black faces on your board, they still are minorities in general on the board. It still perpetuates a racist viewpoint to the general public, and that's something you guys need to look at. Thank you.
It is now 8:30 and public comment is closed.
Yay.
I am going to Mr. McPherson for the Finance Committee report.
I can only say that Susan Young has completely stolen my thunder, and I resent it greatly. I had an entire speech ready to go on the resounding approval of the National Finance Committee of both our process and our presenters. But Susan Young, you know, she had to get in there with her big foot, and I really have little left to offer.
Except that you did all the work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Leadership. It was your leadership. You and, you know, in her case, and, you know, but as finance chair, you get to take the credit. Right, Susan? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. McPherson. Outstanding job. And it really is a joy to me personally to see KPFT standing in the universe of Pacifica and doing really well at a couple of things. And I sincerely believe that we are turning the corner so fast that we're going to hang on to our little handles above the windows because we are getting there. So, now, without further ado, Ms. Adriana Kuznev, would you please bring your report of the Committee of Inclusion? Thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're welcome. Because of what you say before, I believe that some of you talk about this before because you said there will be some questioning. I welcome the questioning. I want to say that our committee met in September, and we have our work almost done. It's not totally completely done, but it's almost, and we have our next meeting will be the 28th, and we are meeting in person because it's so much easier for us, you know, to discuss and change the point of view. It's much easier in person, obviously, and all of us meet in person in the last meeting, and like I said, the next one will be October 28th, and it's posted there, and we are almost, we need to finish a few details, but I believe that we are almost ready to prepare a report. But I really, I'm really amazed and really grateful for the members that are working really hard trying to compile, to put together all the information that we need. I really appreciate it. And I welcome any questions.
Is your meeting going to take place at the new KPFT building on Caroline Street?
No, we are meeting. I mean, we are hungry. It's a Friday. But we didn't know if KPFT will be, you know, wasn't ready, and I don't know if we'll be ready. We are meeting at the, I don't want to say openly the name of the business where we are meeting, but the address is there, is posted with our meeting, and I think that it's open, obviously, to everybody to come and be part of the meeting. That's what we do. We work publicly, you know.
May I ask,
thank you.
Sorry, is our new building available as a meeting venue? I did not know that.
I don't know either. It was just a question.
Having been there and as a programmer, I would dissuade anybody from having their meetings at our building. The configuration, I think, does not lend itself to a lot of people talking outside the folks that are on air. That I think folks are working on correcting that. So if respectfully, I hope that nobody plans to use our building as a venue for meetings.
It's us to us, Lilian. Lilian is one of the members of our committee.
Yes.
And I agree with you for now, but you know, I don't know in the future that.
Well, sure. Once.
Obviously. But for now, we are meeting like we did last time in the same place, and it's posted in kpftx.org.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Excellent. Both of you.
I see two hands up.
I do too. If we could hold on, Sandy, I think Sandy had his hand up, and then Sean.
Yeah, just very quickly, we do have a conference table. It seats around 8, you know, it's upstairs, so it's not ADA. The downstairs space, there really is no place for any sizable group to gather and meet, so to speak. But the upstairs for smaller meetings with up to 8 people, there is a space for that. So the other condition around this, of course, is parking and hours. The building's open until 8 p.m. and our first live broadcast is at 8 a.m. So for those 12 hours, the building would be available. Thank you very much.
Maybe in the future. Thank you, Sandy. Maybe in the future, because the meeting need to be open and ADA, you know, I mean.
Yes.
Yes, I understand. I hope that in the future we can go to our house and have the meetings there. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. McPherson.
Well, I'm only curious. The chair of the Committee on Inclusion has just stressed how important an open meeting is. But how inclusive is the Committee of Inclusion if she won't tell us where they meet?
Well, let me answer him. Sir, I said I don't want to say the name of the business.
Hence my question.
Meeting, but it's posted there. And if you want, I can send you an email, but I don't want, you know, we are meeting in a place that is a public and it's a business. That's why
this just sounds very suspicious.
To use
this just sounds very suspicious.
Oh yeah.
Why won't you tell us where you meet?
Oh yeah. Because we eat, sir, it's very suspicious. Yes.
Well, I don't feel very included.
Sir, please stop the nonsense. Go there and check because it's posted and it's publicly. And the address is there and will be so easy for you to check what that place is. Okay? I don't have Payola or Plugola or those kind of things like some other people have. That's why I don't want to say the name. But it's
I'm
posted.
Just going to have to accept your
it's
answer. Then. Thank you.
There.
Accept
it's
your
posted.
Answer. Thank you.
Take your time. Thank you. Any okay. more questions, Madam Chair?
Thank you, Chair Kasanev. I don't think I'm really impressed, though, that you are meeting in person. My understanding was that the location is posted on KPFTX. And was I right in understanding that?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
And we have our vice chair.
Questions and, for we the have,
and we have our vice chair of this board, Ms. Lillian Kerr, that is part of our committee. Too.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Any more questions?
I'm looking at the location details right now for those of you that would like to come. Please feel free to join us.
2047 A West Gray.
Yes, there you are.
Exactly.
Thank you. All right. Development Committee, Teresa is not here tonight, and I don't think I got a report from her. Richard, did you get a report from Teresa? I'm hearing crickets here. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the Development Committee doesn't have a report for this meeting.
I didn't hear anything.
I hear a voice, but I don't see a hand. Talk to me.
Madam Chair.
Is that Tom?
Tom?
Yes, sir.
Mike Lewis and I are on the Development Committee. We have the last minutes of the Development Committee. Would you like to have that?
Yes. Can you recap for us briefly?
Okay. I can send it to you an email if that's what you'd like.
Okay, that would be fine. Well, we'll distribute it with the minutes of this meeting. Is there anything that we need to know that's urgent, I guess, Tom and Mike?
We don't have anything urgent.
I think that was the meeting that I sat in on and volunteered for something, and I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure it's worthwhile and I'll show up and do it. let's leave the development committee for the moment and move on to the CAB. And is PK still with us? I believe she is. There she is. PK, would you kindly unmute yourself and give us a report?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on my phone, and so it's hard. I've got large hands. But the CAB is meeting every month. We finally got our survey in because I tried to put it out so that people from the LSD who are on that town hall call can answer the questions. And I'm not getting much, so I think that what I'll do is go ahead and just give you what the what people said about the town hall meeting. And for the most part, we got a high appeal for bringing it together. The purpose of the town hall meeting actually was to talk about that diversity. And I think you asked Lillian, how do we know sometimes what the statistics are? Some of it is through our own counting. We did that when we started looking at programming back in 2018 and 2019. And things haven't changed much, but when a whole group of shows of people of color were taken off, I wanted to have the town, well, I didn't want it, but what we decided that needed to be discussed was the purpose of public radio. Public radio gives us an opportunity to have conversations and shows that might not be on commercial television, which is about making money sometimes. And we addressed the fact that somebody said earlier about how some of the shows that are live actually do make money. I think that when we look at public broadcasting, we know that some shows are put on a shoestring and their budget doesn't allow them for a huge audience, but it's an audience that's needed in public broadcasting. And we need to look at ways in which, and this is in the survey, this is one of the suggestions, that you train people on how to raise money, or you train people on how to pursue building an audience. And that one of the things that the station can do when it deals with programming is that it makes sure that shows are talked about not only online, but in social media and also with little 30-second spots or 15-second spots. So you had a lot of people that talked about public broadcasting in the early years, and now they're talking about public broadcasting today. And I'm just hoping that with the CAB, which is now trying to coalesce and build relationships with other CABs within the foundation, that we can come up with bylaws and ways in which CPB money will be coming to each station and to the foundation overall. But I wonder why it stopped to begin with. And it seems like it wasn't as much about money as it was about diversity. And DEI is the new civil rights activism, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Without that, as I said in public comment, and that people keep telling you, and I'm talking about you as a station and you as an LSB, is they want a place where they feel safe and they want a place that also includes them and gives them the same efficacy as it does every other show. So if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was muted. Does anybody have any questions for PK's report on the from the CAB? Wait, I hear someone has unmuted themselves. Hello?
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 Yes.
Who is, Sister Mama Sonia, is that you?
I was just waiting for the next thing on the...
Oh. Okay, hold on. I just want to make sure that nobody has any questions for PK. Going once, going twice. All right. The next item on the agenda is old business, which was moved forward from a previous meeting. Sister Mama Sonia?
Yes.
I think that there's been some development with your proposal.
Yes, I'd like to speak to it now. Is that okay?
Please. Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'd like to speak of my motion with a clearer understanding of what it is that I'm really asking the LSB to engage in. Mostly, I'd like to know that, number one, this is a safe place for all of us from diverse backgrounds, that when actions are deemed racist or discriminatory, that there are methods to address the inequities and to offer recompense for the offense. And that individuals who engage in these matters of practice don't have a seat at the table of KPFT and its mission. Therefore, I'm asking again that KPFT's LSB engage in methods for creating a working environment where everyone is valued and respected, as stated in the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Requirements for Public Broadcasting Nonprofits from Radio to TV. And that we take seriously that this is a problem, it's a systemic problem, and it's been allowed to fester in a way that is toxic and unhealthy to the communities that KPFT is supposed to serve. I am therefore seeking to set parameters by which we participate in a series of workshops / webinars that will help us identify and address these problems aforementioned. So how do we get past the factionalism that is rife through Pacifica? While there can be groups who organize around issues, there are some groups that should not govern. So I would like to offer another motion. KPFT will create an ad hoc committee to meet on October the 17th, 2022, that's Monday, at 3 p.m. for 45 minutes to identify how to set up an anti-racist platform for discovering ways to end the systemic racism of KPFT that continues to hamper us from having a station that is responsible for all. But let me give you a little what I want to say with this, in support of my motion. I'm suggesting that we participate. It's going to take more than one workshop, and then it becomes part of the onboarding process that should happen every time after every board election, whatever that's going to be, which creates the safety necessary to participate in the governance with the rules based upon our agreements and measurements, looking at our systemic problems, addressing concerns of others, and starting an ongoing class for all new board members for the future, as well as the current board members. The group we are suggesting is LTHJ Global. This is an online webinar that we can all take together virtually. I believe that we should create an ad hoc committee consisting of the one that would meet on Monday would be a member from both KPFT's Committee of Inclusion, the CAB, one person each from membership and staff of KPFT. Again, we're going to meet Monday the 17th at 3 p.m. for only 45 minutes. Then we will bring back suggestions to the board and what we, and how we proceed. We want to look at, a new model. It's an I, we, us model. This allows our organization to align our vision with action, advancing our understanding and leadership. what we want to look at. We want to measure cultural change, build community efforts with nonprofits. This group looks at how to start our organization on an anti-racism journey. Why do well-meaning people do harm? And we want to look at the DEI, hiring and cultural change. Of course, DEI is now diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that is how I'd like to see us move forward.
Can you briefly restate the motion part?
I certainly can.
Thank you.
I had to write it down because, you know, I'm getting old.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Richard. And I think Adriana has her hand up as well. Hey, Richard.
Sister Mamazonia, could you, put that in writing and send it to everybody, I guess, but I need it.
Yeah, I can do it right now. And I'll just read it. KPFT will create an ad hoc committee to meet on Monday, to identify how to set up an anti-racist platform for discovering ways to end the systemic racism of KPFT that continues to hamper us from having a station that is responsible for all. Let me do this right now. Well, that's just a revised motion from the last, what we did.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, let me do this
right now.
Okay. Email. Who am I emailing this? I'm sorry, I wasn't even listening.
Richard.
LSBP. LSBPFT. Okay.
Which email is it?
PacificaRU at
gmail.com.
Adriana, I'm trying to get to you, Adriana. Sister Mama Sonia and Richard, you would take your discussion to the Sister Mama Sonia. If you send it to everybody, that'd be awesome.
Okay, what is it? Address to send it to everybody.
A lot of us like to see things in writing. It really helps my learning.
Okay, what is this email? I'm going to send it right now. I just need the email.
It's lsb@kpft.org.
Okay, I thought so. Let me make sure I had the right one.
Okay.
Okay.
Adriana, I'm very sorry. I know that you've had your hand up.
Yes.
Are you?
I have two questions. First, Sister Mama Sonia,
yes.
The motion was in the, your entire motion was in the agenda. The only thing that is not there is the time. And I want to ask again, you are talking about this 17th? The next Monday?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but, you know, first of all, we need at least a week, and
hold on, let me look at the calendar. What about the 24th? I do understand it is a short time.
What is
time.
This?
Somebody's Lillian. Thank you. Hey, hold on, Adriana. I haven't forgotten about you. Lillian?
I'm not clear what date would, what is the objective? Also, of this date?
The objective is to meet with, the LTHJ group to look at how we can move forward and doing our, getting together to do a platform so we'll know how to move forward on discussing and addressing the systemic racism in KPFT. Rather than having just one big meeting, this group has a series of workshops and we can meet with them to see if this is something that we can do. And I propose that this is a really good group. I have done my research.
Is this a free group, Mama Sonia?
We're still working on that. You see, it's not free because, you know, freedom isn't free. But that's why we want to meet, because there's several levels that we can get. And that's why I wanted to get this committee. And then we can meet with this group and we can hammer out, find out what it is that we can get done and then bring it back to the LSB.
So then the meeting that we're trying to find, set a date for, is a meeting to review the proposal by this one group?
Yeah, this is a group that
we pick this group, may I ask?
This is my motion, and I've been doing research. That's why I'd like us to just look at it.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I have a question. Oh,
wait, Chrisandra, I also have a question, but go ahead, Chrisandra.
May I finish mine, Madam Chair?
Yeah, yes, Adriana, yes, you've been very patient. Thank you.
I'm talking about the date. Sister Mama Sonia, you are talking about, we need at least 7 days. You said the, which day are you proposing then, the 24th?
Okay, I said Monday, and I did. I'm sorry, when I did it, it was, when I was looking at it, I forgot the meeting was today. Well, what about Monday, if I just like to put forth Monday the 24th, which would
at
be-
At what time?
3 p.m.
And we'll be online?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
We have another place to meet. Thank you. Yet. We don't have a place in person to meet.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Adriana. Cassandra, where did you go? There you are.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. I would love to participate. Also on the, what is it? On October 18th, I photographed Jerry Steinwender. So she started the dialogues. Dialogues on racism and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just such a fan of hers. And so I was wondering if you all mind if I just ask her if maybe I could do a barter with her of doing, I'm doing some photography for them for free. I mean, maybe she could, I've seen her do her magic and I've sat in on many of her talks. I think she's phenomenal.
Yes, so, I'm very familiar with Sherry. Yeah. In fact, we have worked together in the past.
So that's another option. Yes,
Madam
Susan.
Chair. That could be another option, yes.
Madam
but I would
Chair?
Like us to meet with
yes.
this group.
I yes.
had my hand up for quite a while.
I did not see it. I apologize.
You bet. Terry Steinwender has been brought up by Sister Mama Sonia, also
no,
by me.
I didn't bring up Terry Steinwender.
Okay, someone did who was
yeah.
not me.
Yeah. yeah
okay. And I wasn't sure who, but I have done a workshop with her many years ago. She did mm-hmm. it for KPFT. She's amazing. She has Ooh. National recognition. And I have forwarded to the entire LSB the fact that she is going to have two trainings at HCC that can be used as credit for social workers. One is October 22nd, and these are from like 9 to 4. The other one is October 28th, 9 to 4. They should be extraordinary. Also, I asked her, because I know about her, to come back with a proposal, and I would love to be able to put that forward for this group to be, or for the LSB to consider. My question about this group is, how does it differ from the COI and the CAB and all of that? What is it that this group does that's different from the things you've already been doing?
Well, this group puts on, she has a workshop looking at the DEI. I'm not going to say it's similar to what Sherry Steinwender does, but it's addressing the same issues in just a different manner.
So, I mean, my question is the ad hoc group you wish to assemble, my mm-hmm. suggestion is that it would be useful for the ad hoc group or someone to be able to give a briefing about the LTHJ qualifications and proposal, what they would suggest as a process and how much they would charge, and that we
that's
also
what it, that's what it is
understood, but we also consider the same from the Center for Healing Racism, and then the whole board can decide what is a proposal that seems to be safest and fit us all.
What, I'm sorry, I'm confused. What do you mean safe? Because it's not going to be comfortable. When we have these types of conversations, they're not supposed to be comfortable.
I'm not saying comfortable.
Okay, so what do you mean by safe? I mean, curious.
Okay, my belief is that Cherry Steinwender comes from a place of compassion and an understanding to increase people's ability to see, recognize, and hear each other. I would like to see if the organization you're bringing forward has the same kind of capabilities and how the program that they would provide compares to the program that the Center for Healing Racism would provide.
Well, two things. That was why we wanted to have this ad hoc committee meeting to meet, to discuss this. And, PK McCary can speak for this group, to this group, because she has worked, you know, we've worked together and doing some research. So I'm asking
that this group come forward with two proposals for the LSB to consider. One of them, LTHJ, and one of them, the Center for Healing Racism.
Madam Chair, I don't know how the rules go, because the rules change. Can PK speak to this issue?
Yes. I mean, of course, she said she's the chair of the CAB, but all I'm thinking, and I see that Adriana still has her hand up, what I'm thinking is it might be more effective to continue this conversation after you have your meeting of your ad hoc group, because I think some of this is going to get straightened out in that meeting, and there'll be a little more open conversation so that people have more time to really hear what each other are saying. That's just a suggestion on my part. I'm not pulling rank on anybody. I'm just saying there may not be a difference of opinion here, and that may be revealed in your meeting. Adriana, you have your answer.
I can help you with that. I think that
okay,
what
PK.
I...
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to take over from Adriana. This is the LSB. But I know probably 50 or 60 organizations, churches, Mennonites, all around the country. Anti-racism training is something that I have already done, and I've done part of it with this group. And you actually asked me about another group game because of what Cherry was going to charge. And that's when I went and started talking to people that I know that do this in order to give us maybe a more objective aspect. And not to say that Cherry isn't objective, but I think that it's an opportunity. Cherry's worked with us for a long time with KPFT, and we still haven't learned it. And so I'm suggesting that we look at others and that we do, that Sonia doing the ad hoc committee, that we come back to you with that. So we can take both of them into consideration and then give you the kind of feedback that you need. This is not anti-Cherry. She and I have worked together too long. This is about a younger group, though, and people who are looking at anti-racism across a plethora of foundations who are saying nonprofits need to be anti-racist and support DEI models.
Thank you. That's where I was trying to get, and you got there. So thank you. Adriana, please. You've been very brave and patient to have your hand up.
Yes. I want to, because I heard, Susan, you throw there COI at U.S. difference. Committee of Inclusion is part of our bylaws. Have nothing to do what Sister Mama Sonia is talking about have absolutely nothing to do. Obviously, Committee of Inclusion have a specific goal that is set in the bylaws. I don't think that that contradicts anything else that anybody's trying to do. We all know that we need some help, but like I said, have nothing to do with COI. I want to put that very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm waiting to hear if anyone else has anything to contribute. And the meeting is scheduled, the ad hoc committee is scheduled for the 24th at 3 p.m. It will be available virtually. Sister Mama Sonia is going to, we need to get it posted, you know, so that everybody knows about it. Everybody who needs to know about it knows about it. So we'll work together on that. And I have one other thing to throw into the mix while we're talking about this. And, I don't really want to start anything, but it's occurred to me because I've been thinking about this all day. And that is about diversity and inclusion. It isn't just about race. It's also about, abilities and differences of abilities. It's about, gender identity. It's about sexual orientation. It includes a lot of other things besides race. And I'm not suggesting that we necessarily go there, but at the same time, I'm not sure that we should ignore all those other things that are included in inclusion, so to speak. And
this group does address all of those. It's not exclusively race, yes.
Thank you. Lillian has her hand up.
Jane, you read my mind. yes, I mean, as a feminist on, you know, I hope we all are on this board, right away what stands out from, and we've been studying this in our committee as we're putting together our report, the lack of women programmers on KPFT stands out immediately. And I'd like to see how we can address that. And that's something that, you know, once we put our report together for the LSB, we can start looking at how we can address some of these issues because women are half the population right there, but we are not half of the programming voices that are coming out of the airwaves at KPFT, and that's HD1 and HD2. And that's my contribution to this discussion.
Thank you. So I think we're settled on this for the moment. And the committee that Sister Mama Sonia's ad hoc group will report back as it, which is absolutely perfect. That's what you'll hear me say this at every meeting. The work of this group is done by the committees and you bring home your homework and we will move forward from there and you give us tools to work with. I am now ready for seeing no hands. And I realize, Susan, I know why I didn't see your hand up. So I've solved that technical problem. Nancy, you have your hand up.
Madam Chair.
Richard, well, hold on. Did you have your hand up?
No.
Why can't I? Oh, okay. Did you have a question?
We have a motion on the floor.
Sister Mama Sonia's motion. That's true. You're absolutely
no,
right.
The motion. No? She just made.
Right.
I did send it to everyone.
Yes.
Okay. So the chair is waiting for a second.